Well, good morning and welcome back. This is the Faith Radio Network. All across the country today, hundreds of thousands of Christian young people will be meeting at flagpoles in front of public schools. The event is called See You at the Pole, and it'll be happening at high schools, middle schools, even elementary schools. Joining us to talk about this is youth pastor Craig Kubicheski. He serves in youth ministry at Eagle Brook Church in Coon Rapids, Minnesota. Good morning, Craig. Welcome to Faith Radio.
Good morning, Bill.
So, Craig, tell me the purpose of the See You at the Pole event. What's it all about?
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for students who are followers of Jesus Christ to come together and pray for their school, pray for their country, pray for their communities, and in a way, kind of step out and stand out for their faith. It's really incredible to see so many students participate in this year after year.
Now, it's been going on for a while. I know it originally started in Texas. Describe what happens at a typical See You at the Pole event.
Yeah, well, students show up around 7 a.m., and they kind of gather in a circle around the flagpole. And sometimes there's somebody with an acoustic guitar that is leading people in worship. There are students that are praying together, praying out loud together, taking turns. And they're just kind of focusing on standing up for their faith in a way that is focusing on loving the school and caring for the school and demonstrating their care and their belief that prayer is powerful and effective.
Are there young people from your church that will be involved in leading events or participating in events at the flagpole at their middle school or high school?
Yeah, well, I'm a pastor in Coon Rapids. My church meets at actually Coon Rapids High School. And so this morning there's going to be students from my school, from the school that our church meets at, that are going to be standing around the flagpole praying. I can think of a couple students that definitely will be there. I also have a bunch of students from Anoka High School that are going to be standing outside their school around the flagpole this morning. And it's exciting to think about those students who are still, you know, somewhat young in their faith, taking that step forward to really demonstrate that they love Jesus and they love this community and they love their schools. So I'm excited to have those students and to see them on Wednesday night at youth group and hear about how it went. And it's exciting.
Now, because of the so-called separation of church and state, there are some restrictions on how these events are actually organized and carried out, aren't there?
Yeah, there certainly is. And I actually think it's a good thing because in my experience in student ministries, when a student gets to own something, gets to lead something themselves, it actually raises their level of leadership. And so one of the rules for these events is that it has to be student-led. And that's an important distinction because I think when students get to own something like that, it helps them grow in their faith. It helps them grow in their leadership, and it helps them just feel like, man, I really belong to something. I really belong to something, and I'm really able to pour some of my passion for Jesus and my care for the community in here. So, yeah, it does have to be student-led, and I hope that students that may be listening to this would feel empowered to really take a step up, even if they're not feeling like, oh, man, I'm not sure if I can do this, but they can do this. They can do this, and that's going to be incredible to watch this morning.
Now, even though the students are leading it, I know that many Christian teachers and coaches will often gather at the pole to support the Christian students from their school, and although they can't lead it, they can certainly pray with the kids, and I'm guessing for a lot of kids that really helps them feel cared for.
Yeah, absolutely. And plus, why would you not want to show up and see a bunch of middle school, high school, and elementary school students praying to Jesus Christ, our Savior? And just imagine that powerful visual that you'll see. Maybe people are driving to work this morning. They'll see students standing outside, and they might wonder, what are they doing? And they are standing up for their faith, and they're standing up for their belief in Jesus Christ. And so if you're a parent or a coach or something like that, that you want to be involved in something like this, you absolutely should, because I think it's going to help your faith. I think it's going to help your faith come alive even more to see that next generation take a stand for what God has called us to do, to love our neighbor, to love our communities, and to love our country.
Wow. Craig, you've been in student ministry for about 10 years now. Can you talk about some of the unique challenges that high school and middle school kids are facing today that their parents didn't even have to think about when they were growing up?
Yeah, well, I can tell you right off the bat, I have a great number of students whose parents aren't followers of Jesus. They don't go to church. And so a lot of my students are coming to church on Sunday morning by themselves. And first off, that's a challenge in itself to get out of bed as a high school student, come to church. And so that's incredible. But to not have the support of their families, but still maintaining that church attendance and the relationship with Christ is incredible. So right off the bat, that's one thing I can think of. Another thing is they're faced with, obviously, the challenge of technology. You know, the morals that, you know, we hope that students have as they grow up and, you know, as followers of Christ, we hope that they have these morals set into place. But when you give a student a device that can access literally all the information that there could be in the world, there's bound to be some challenges there. And so that's a challenge that we're facing today in high school ministries and middle school ministries of how far is too far with your phone. How far, what should you be responsible for as a middle school student that has a cell phone device or a computer? And so parents have a challenge in kind of watching that, but students also have a challenge for themselves to be self-controlled, that fruit of the Spirit that it talks about being self-controlled in maintaining that. So technology is obviously a big part of our world nowadays that can be used for both the great, incredible purposes, like we're doing right now as a radio broadcast. But can also be used for some really dark things. And, our hope is that students would know Jesus and know who they are in Christ and know how to handle those kind of things.
Now, as a youth pastor, Craig, how do you deal with some of the really scary stuff like cutting or drug addiction or kids, even kids who are suicidal?
Yeah, that's a really tough situation. And, you know, there's a lot of students out there who, you know, probably some of the most quiet students are the ones that deal with these things the most. And so as a youth pastor, man, we only have students for maybe 1 or 2 hours a week. And so that's a really tough challenge. And so we've got to be very intentional with our time to not just recognize the students that are happy and flourishing, but to the students that maybe are left out or kind of removing themselves from the larger group, and be intentional about asking them, hey, how are things going? How are things going at home? How are things going for you personally? And getting to know those students that maybe have that harder shell that are trying to protect themselves from being known. Because if they're known, then that means that they know that people know what they're really dealing with. And so my job is to really make sure that those students don't fall through the cracks. And whatever they're dealing with, we've created a safe place for them to belong. And so if they are dealing with something, they should feel cared for enough to open up and talk about it and hopefully get the help that they need. And we have a ministry here at Eaglebrook Church called The Landing, which is where students that are going through stuff like that can go and be with other students that are going with similar things. And so they don't feel like necessarily that they're the outcast, but they're just one of many students who are dealing with struggles like that. And so I think another big one is the gender identity conversation, obviously is a hot button issue today. And one of the things that I am very passionate about, and this covers all of the issues that any student will ever face and any person that might be listening to this today, is that every struggle that we have is rooted out of the belief that your identity is not fully in Christ. And so I believe that if students can fully identify themselves as, man, I belong to Jesus, then that's the starting point for true healing and true just freedom to live as Jesus wants us to live.
That's well said. Our guest is youth pastor Craig Kubicheski. He serves in student ministries at Eaglebrook Church in Coon Rapids, Minnesota. We'll take a quick break and be right back here on Faith Radio. Good morning. This is the Faith Radio Network. I'm Bill Meyer. Today is See You at the Poll. There are hundreds of thousands of Christian young people all around the country who right now or in the very near future will be gathering at flagpoles in front of their public schools, high schools, middle schools, even elementary schools, praying for their school, for their fellow students, for their community. Our guest is Craig Kubicheski. He serves in student ministry at Eagle Brook Church in Coon Rapids, Minnesota. Craig, I know some of your students from both high schools that you work with will be involved at See You at the Pole events today. And I know you and your team, Craig, really believe in finding creative ways to reach kids, to share God's love with them. What are some ways that you're doing that?
Well, you know, one thing that we've realized is that students will go anywhere and do anything as long as they're with their friends. And so we can create a big production thing, an exciting thing that happens, and they might look at it and say, oh, that's pretty cool. But the main connection that they have with anything is with their friends. Students will go see a stupid movie with their friends. They'll go see, they'll go to the mall and do nothing and just hang out with their friends, and they'll have a great time. And so one of the things that we focus on a ton is community. We want students to really find that their friendships that they have with their church friends are the strongest friendships in their life. And so this is nothing new in youth ministry, but we really love having small groups. We love having students have small groups. And we actually have an event for middle school students coming up called All In. And so we're going to do the big, large group thing with all of our students. We have several different campuses across the Twin Cities, and we are going to bring all of our middle school students together for a big, fun event. And then we're going to just take them to the Mall of America, and their small group leaders are going to get to take them on rides and things like that, and just have a great day of solidifying those friendships and building those relationships so that this year, as they go through the school year, that they're just locked in to having those friends that are followers of Jesus, hopefully, that are just building them up and sharpening them and helping them stay on track. So that's just one of the ways that we do things at Eagle Brook that I'm very excited about, is focus on those relationships.
How do you help kids keep from developing their little Christian cliques so that a new kid who comes in really feels kind of like an outsider or excluded? Or do you have some ways to kind of cut through that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we are always talking about making room for the person who's not here. I have a phrase I like to use called open the circle, and I tell students this all the time. Because, you know, students standing around talking, they create a little circle. And so, and I tell them, open the circle. Make room for somebody who's not a part of your conversation yet. And so at Eagle Brook, we're always trying to keep in mind the person who hasn't given their life to Christ yet, that hopefully they'll come to our church, they'll come to our youth group, and they'll give their life to Christ and be a part of our community. And so our students are constantly hit with, hey, open up the circle. Make sure you make room for the person who's not here, and then be welcoming. For a student, it's hard to open yourself up to the possibility of, you know, new friendships and stuff when you're already pretty comfortable with other relationships. And so it takes a lot of leadership on my part and on our small group leaders' part to really encourage these students to be as welcoming as possible to new students. I can think of one example. Last year we had an eighth grade group that had a new eighth grade student show up, and I asked one of the students, Grace, this girl Grace, I said, hey, would you guys be willing to go talk to this new student? And she said, absolutely, I would love to. I love when new people come. I love meeting new people. And I just saw that, and I thought, that's the attitude of Jesus Christ right there, who's just reaching out to people who are far from him and just trying to engage them in relationships. So it's helping students see beyond their own world and to help look into somebody else's world and see how we, as the body of Christ, could welcome somebody new. It's incredible to see that.
That's great. Craig, I know we have a lot of parents and even grandparents listening today. Can you explain why they need to partner with their church's youth minister instead of, you know, expecting him or her to be the primary source of spiritual truth in their child's life?
Yeah, great question. Well, the first thing I can think about is, you know, like I said before, we only have an hour, maybe 2 hours a week with a student to make an impact on their life. And so obviously, if you only do something an hour a week, it's not really going to stick. If you only work out an hour a week, you're not really going to see results that you want. And so for parents to partner with us, and for us to partner with parents, is really the most beneficial thing for a student's spiritual development, because, you know, we can partner with parents. And it's been so incredible to see this pattern happen where a parent will call me up and say, hey, will you talk to my kid about this thing? I'm like, yeah, what are you trying to tell him? It's like, I'm trying to tell him that they're playing video games too much. I'm like, yeah, okay, well, great. Well, how long are they playing video games? They're playing video games 6 or 7 hours a day. And I'm like, well, that's a problem. And they'll say, but they don't listen to me. And I'm like, okay, great. I can have a conversation with them. And I'll go up and have a conversation. I'll say, hey, you're playing video games too much. They'll say, really? Oh, my gosh, I should not play video games as much. And it's not that I said anything special or you know, I have this immense wisdom. It's basically another voice in your student's life that is going to speak truth into them when they may not necessarily hear it always from your parents, because parents are so involved with the day-to-day everything. And you know, high school kids, they tend to believe that they know everything and they don't need guidance and they can make it on their own, which we know is not true, but we try to guide them along in humility and say, hey, you know, you've got some things to learn. And I just think that, man, if we are going to raise up this generation so that Christ is at the forefront of how they want to live and how they want to do life, a couple hours a week isn't going to cut it. And so I'd like to call upon the other pastors that may be listening is that, man, we should know our parents, the parents of our students so well so that we can continue to speak very specific truths in their life. And at the same time, parents of students, we cannot be just their own primary spiritual coach. And you know, part of that is parents kind of want to drop off their kid and learn baseball, drop off their kid and learn piano, drop off their kid and, you know, in the youth group situation, learn about the Bible. But when they go home and they have questions about the Bible, parents, you need to be the best at answering those questions. And even saying sometimes I don't know demonstrates that is a humility of we've got to learn something. So I think if a parent was going to partner with a youth ministry, it's going to grow their faith in a way where they're going to feel closer to God and closer to their student. So that's why I'm passionate about that. Love seeing parents get involved. love having parents volunteer in our ministry. I think that's an incredible way for them to continue to get involved and partner with us. And so I hope that answers your question.
Craig, with the See You at the Pole events going on all around the country right now and all throughout the Faith Radio listening area, could I ask you to pray for the Christian kids in public schools, especially those who might feel marginalized because of their faith?
Jesus, we thank you for this event that's happening this morning. And I pray that as students are getting ready or arriving at their schools soon, that you would just give them your Holy Spirit just in full effect, and that you would raise them up in a way that would strengthen them and help them pray bold prayers for their schools, for their communities, and for this nation. And I pray that as they do that, that the world would see that this nation, that this country can really be impacted by this next generation. Jesus, I pray for the students who are walking into schools, seeing this thing that's happening, and I pray that they would be intrigued, that they would be interested, that they would see these followers of Jesus standing up for what they believe, and doing what they are doing, and wonder, man, I want to belong to something like that. I pray that this morning that students would begin the conversation that may end up in them giving their lives to you. So we pray for all the schools and all the communities and all the people that are involved in this event this morning. We pray that you would use it to impact lives and give us a great future. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Craig Kubicheski, youth pastor at the Eagle Brook Church location in Coon Rapids, Minnesota. Thanks so much for your time, Greg, and Lord bless you and your ministry.
Thanks so much, Bill. Thanks for having me.